Chapter 9. Buck Becomes Leader. The next morning, Francois discovered that Spitz wasn't in the camp and that Buck was badly hurt.
"Do you remember what I said?" he asked Perrault. "It's true. Buck is two devils. He's killed Spitz."
"Spitz fought hard," answered Perrault, looking at the bites and cuts on Buck's body.
"And Buck fought even harder," Francois replied. "But now we can travel faster. No more Spitz means no more trouble between the dogs."
While Perrault packed the camp supplies and prepared the sled, Francois began to put the dogs into their harnesses. Buck went and stood in Spitz's place at the front of the team, but Francois put Solex into the leader's harness instead. In Francois's opinion, Solex was now the best dog.
Buck was furious and pushed Solex to the side.
Francois laughed loudly. "Hey," he shouted, "look at Buck! He killed Spitz and now he wants his job."
Francois tried to move Buck away from the first harness, but Buck didn't move. For more than an hour, Francois and Perrault tried to put Solex into the leader's harness. Solex was an old dog, and he was afraid of Buck.
"I know that Buck wants to be the leader of the team, and I don't want to take his job," he thought.
Each time the two men put Solex near the leader's harness, Buck came and barked loudly, and Solex moved away. The men also tried to put Buck into his usual harness, but Buck resisted.
"I fought Spitz," he thought. "I'm the dominant beast here, and I should be the leader."
Francois was angry now. He went to the sled and returned with a club in his hand. Buck remembered the man in the red sweater, so he didn't jump immediately at Francois. Instead, he walked a few meters to the side and watched Francois and Perrault from a safe distance. The men prepared the sled and put all the dogs into their harnesses, with Solex at the front. Then they called to Buck, but he didn't come.
"What will we do now?" asked Francois. "Maybe he's scared that you'll hit him with your club," answered Perrault.
Francois put his club on the sled, but it didn't help. Buck saw that Solex was still in the leader's place, and he didn't move. Then Francois and Perrault tried to catch Buck, but Buck ran in circles round the sled. The two men didn't know what to do. Perrault looked at his watch impatiently.
"Do something quickly," he said to Francois. "We must leave as soon as possible."
The two men looked at Buck and then at each other. Then they both laughed.
"Okay, Buck, you win, this time," Perrault shouted.
Francois moved Solex to his old place and called Buck. Buck saw the empty harness at the front of the line and came and stood in his new place. He was now the leader of the team. Buck was an excellent leader. He was intelligent and could think and act quickly. The other dogs worked very hard with Buck as leader, and they began to pull together as a team again. Francois soon understood that Buck was a better leader than Spitz.
"Buck's a really good dog," he said to Perrault one day. "He's worth $1,000, isn't he?"
"I agree," said Perrault. "With Buck as leader, we should travel quickly."
They were now on an easy trail, where the snow was firm and the dogs could run almost all the way. They traveled very quickly, and the journey south back to Skagway only took them 2 weeks. Every day for 14 days, they ran an average of 65 kilometers. When they arrived at Skagway, people came and looked at the sled team with interest.
"Well done," a man shouted to Francois and Perrault. "You had a really fast trip. I'm sure that you're tired and thirsty. Come into the bar and I'll buy you a drink of beer," shouted another.
Francois and Perrault were very proud of all their dogs, especially Buck. The next day, however, the two men received government orders to go on a different journey without the dogs, and they had to obey. Francois put his arms around Buck. He was sad to leave Buck and cried when he said goodbye. Then he and Perrault disappeared from Buck's life forever.